Anna Marie, it's been so good. As I look at the numbers at what we, when we get a chance to talk these question and answer sessions, it seems like there's definitely an interest in just the simple questions, getting back to the basics. We could, you and I could talk peripherals for a very long time, and it, and that's fun. But when you want to be helpful to people and give helpful help, we definitely want to go to the core issues, the fundamentals of the faith. And one of them is that word faith. We start off and we, you know, we talk to people constantly about that. And I'll hear people talk about faith and things along that line and get back biblically. What is faith? So that's the question for today. What is faith? For somebody that's turning this on and they need to, they need to get a dose of what the scriptures say concerning faith. So if somebody was to ask you that question, they go, yeah, I hear of this word and it sounds churchy, it sounds religious. We don't want that. We want something that's going to be helpful. What is faith? How would you answer that question?
Well, simply, I would say faith is believing what God said and did. What God said and did, not what man said and did. Mm. Not what theologians say and do, but what God says and does. And faith is in Genesis 1:1. Hmm. You know, God speaks and it is so.
Yeah.
God said, let there be light, and it was so. God said, let us, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, create mankind, human beings, in our image and in our likeness. And so he did. And man came a living soul with God's breath. Mm. And it was so, the crown glory of creation. And then God said, you know, here's the garden, have at it. You know, you can have everything. All your needs are met. Faith. All your needs are met. And it was so. However, I want to point out these two trees. The tree of life. Didn't give much explanation about the tree of life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Stay away from this tree. Do not partake of it. The day that you do, you will die. And the Hebrew says, in dying, you will die. It's like an immediate death and then a continuous death. Mm. That Adam lived 930 years. The power of the life of God,
yeah,
breath of God.
Yeah.
How long do we live now?
Yeah, 70 at tops. Yeah,
80, 90, yeah. Maybe 120 max if you live in the cold Russia.
Yeah, right.
But 930 years, yeah. The life of God. And then the fallen man eating and decaying away at life. And then Jesus coming on the scene and saying, I'm bringing you abundant life. Not just existing life. Abundant life. I'm bringing you, I'm going to come and live inside you. It's mm-hmm. the incarnation. You're going to have my life inside you. This is where I'm going to dwell. No longer in temples, no longer in tents, tabernacles, no longer in you, in you, I want to live in you. And so faith, is it important? Is it important what we believe?
Sure.
Very important. It's just very, very important. So if we simply go, I believe what God says. And what God says, God did. And if God said it, even though I don't see it, I will believe it.
Yeah.
And so the author of Hebrews gives us the definition of faith. And everybody wants a definition of faith. And he says, now, that tiny little word now, tells us that faith is for the present.
Okay.
For the moment. For your situation right now that you're facing. So this is why faith is so relevant. It's right now, and faith past, Paul says, forget those things that are behind. Future, it's hope.
Mm.
So faith is for right now. So the author says, now faith is the substance. So faith is actually a concrete substance.
Yeah, good.
It is not an imagination.
Yeah, not mystical.
Not magic,
yeah.
Which today we will, there's a lot of misconception and confusion.
Right.
Almost using it like magic. No, it's a substance of things hoped for. And that hope is this hope in Christ.
Mm.
It's the Christ kind of hope. It's not wishful thinking. I wish I had the lottery ticket.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's a good expectation, great expectation because of what God has promised. So faith builds on hope. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence, again, substance.
Yeah.
It comes in manifestation. It comes in tangible ways of things that are not seen.
Yeah.
Things that are invisible.
Right.
And the scripture says that what we see in creation, what we see, was created from things that were invisible.
Hmm.
So the invisible came first. So we go Genesis 1:1, it goes, in the beginning, God created the earth. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
The heavens.
Yeah.
The invisible first, and then the earth. And so everything is mirrored.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just so. So believing what we don't see is difficult for humans. This is why Christ in us, see, faith is not our faith. Okay, so we'll start tearing down what faith is not. In other words, it's not my self-effort. It's not, I'm going to try really hard to believe this. I'm going to try really hard to believe that there is a heaven. Even though I don't see it, I'm going to really try hard to believe in God. I'm going to really try. I'm going to just my own self-effort. And that's not what faith is. Faith, there's one faith. The scripture tells us one faith. Well, doesn't that make it simple?
Yeah, yeah.
There is one faith.
Yeah, the Ephesians passage.
Yeah. And so, just like there is one God. So there is one faith. And that faith is the faith of God. It is not my faith. Wow, does that make things very clear? Wow, it's not on my shoulders. And how many times have we heard, you lack faith. You don't have enough faith. If you had faith, and they'll even quote the scripture, if you had faith as a mustard seed, you could do this. So you can't do nothing. So you have no faith. So faith is like, it's either magic, or I believe everything. I can believe for everything. Or it is, I have nothing. I have no faith. I don't even have faith to get up in the morning. I'm so depressed. I can't put one foot on top of, next to another. So if we see that this is the faith of God, and it is a gift to us, but the gift is not just the faith, the concept, or the gift is Jesus in us, Christ in us, because it is the faith of God. So the faith of God, because we have Christ in us, we have his faith. So again, we have the gift. We have the gift and we have the giver. So we have Christ, we have faith. We have Christ, we have wisdom. We have Christ, we have peace. We have Christ, we have faith. We have his faith. So I don't have to muster up my faith.
Sure.
It is his faith. So often, sometimes in some translations where it says faith in God, most often it is the faith of God. And that little word makes all the difference, doesn't it? Because faith in God tells me that I get the idea, the concept from my brain. Okay, again, this isn't a whole other thing, what our brain does with God's word. I get the idea that I have to have faith in, outside of me, in this person that is outside of me, or in something that's outside of me.
Right.
Where the faith of God is his faith.
Right.
It's not my faith. It's his faith. So I live by his faith.
And that actually compliments him more, because, and it actually humbles me more, because I can't even in of myself do that. Like, there's none that seeks after God. No. There's none that we're all unrighteous. We need even him to give us the ability to believe in him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gives it. And the scripture says, you have the measure of faith. What do we have? We have the fullness of Jesus.
Yeah.
We have, every single one of us has the measure of faith in us.
Yeah, and I think if it was of us, then we could brag. Even that would be a work, right? Because I could go, I was smarter than my neighbor because somehow I figured out that what the pastor was speaking or what the counselor told me was true. And then he doesn't get the glory because it's like, well, we kind of, I did that, God. I mean, I was smart enough to believe you.
What about I have faith and I prayed. I prayed. And, you know, God did it. God did it because I prayed and prayed in faith. My faith was strong enough to... No. So let's go to Ephesians 8 and read Ephesians 2:8, and read the verse. It says, and this is, again, I like to call this saving faith, because it just specifically says that. For by grace. Okay, so here it is. What comes first?
Grace.
It's a gift. By grace, and grace is the person of Jesus Christ. So by grace, you have been, look at that, past tense, you have been saved. And that word saved is sozo, right?
Right.
It is life, health, wholeness, nothing lacking. Mm. See, we are nothing lacking, and it is freedom from all kinds of bondage, addictions, freedom. Because what good is it if you're a slave?
Right.
I mean,
right.
What good is salvation? So all of it is included in that word salvation, the word saved, which is the word sozo. So we have, but we, when we read this, we have been saved. This is what we're thinking. Our brain goes, I've been saved from hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
But
presently, that's nice, but that's.
Yeah, only, that's yeah. future, yeah. right?
Right.
So faith is for now. What am I believing for now?
Right.
Am I believing that Christ lives in me and that I have him in me? Therefore, I have his faith. Therefore, I can live my life daily. So which we go to living faith. But let's finish the verse first, because it says, so, by grace we have been saved, made whole, through faith. So how important is faith?
Huge.
Yeah. So it's a gift from God. He's the initiator. He did it all. He made the plan from Genesis, the plan of the garden and having humanity live in the garden, and his family is his idea. He made the plan of giving life, abundant life. He put the life tree in the garden as well. They could partake of it. And then when man decided, I can do it on my own, then God provided himself. He says, you can't do it on your own, because look what happens on your own.
Right.
On your own, you'll self-destruct. You'll destroy each other. And so we see in scripture is, you know, a book of violence. If you can look at it, we'll see in church history.
Yeah.
Violence. So, which ultimately was displayed brutally at the cross.
Mm.
So it's through faith, and that not of yourselves. Mm. Lest we think that I can believe enough that I can make myself healthy, whole, that I can make myself free from every addiction, that I can make myself have the peace of God, peace of mind, mental, emotional, physical, all of it. See, it's lacking nothing. No, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. And the gift of God is God himself. God came in the flesh to live in us. So it says we have been saved, which is very interesting because it mirrors Ephesians 1, which we might have looked at last week, that just as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Mm. So God's plan established before the foundation of the world included the cross, the resurrection, the Holy Spirit living in us, Christ in us, the hope of glory. It was all planned way before the foundation of the world. And so we could say, I have been saved, this is what it says, have been saved before the foundation of the world through faith. Now I have to believe it. If I don't believe it, am I saved?
That's huge. Yeah, no, that's part of the deal.
If I don't know I'm saved, can I be saved?
Yeah, really.
If I don't know.
Sure.
So faith is believing what God did. The moment I believe what God did, what God said he did and did.
Yeah.
Then I am saved.
Yeah.
So is it my decision? Is it, well, so we look for a decision. See, there we go. We talked about the altar call.
Yeah.
Come to the altar and you make a decision for Christ now.
Right. Yeah.
And there's some truth to that. Yeah. But the bigger truth is that God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, made a decision for us.
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world. And they're revealing it to us day by day.
Yeah.
And now we say, I believe, faith.
Yeah.
I believe that you loved me from before the foundation of the world. And you gave himself for me to prove it on the cross. Mm-hmm. And you were not just another nice person that died on the cross. You were raised from the dead. You were actually God.
Yeah.
And not only that, it pleased you to live in me. You want to live in me, not outside of me or a part of for me. Mm. In me, no distance, unity, which takes us to, you know, John 17. So Christ in God, God in Christ, I pray that they would be with us where we are. Where is Christ?
He's in glory, but he's also in us.
He's in glory, it is in us.
Yeah.
In other words, wherever Christ is, I am.
Yeah.
I'm not apart from Christ. I mean, you can see that our brain resists that.
Yeah.
Our brain goes, well, God is in heaven. When I pray to God in heaven.
Right.
I suggest you bow your head and you pray to God inside you.
Mm.
Yes, he's in heaven. And from heaven, he rules the universe.
Sure.
But from inside of you, he rules you.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to those contradictions that for us in our finite mind are trying to figure out Christ in me, but he's my advocate in glory. And then the Holy Spirit makes it possible living in us, that comforter that he said that he needed to come. But all of these things seem to come together, Anna Marie, with what you were talking about. When you think about that gentleman that was talking to Jesus and he says to him, I want to believe you. Well, would you help my unbelief?
Yes.
And I think part of it is, I think Jesus liked that in the fact that this guy wanted to kind of do it himself.
Yes.
And Jesus is trying to get him to understand what you're talking about.
Yes.
That this faith thing is going to be way different than you ever thought it was going to be.
It's nothing that you can do.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you can say. You can't pray enough.
Mm-hmm.
They pray in the way we think of prayer.
Right.
You know, I think of prayer as conversation.
Sure.
Now, often I'm learning. I'm just learning. So, because of all the traditions of religions, has made prayer such a
one way.
Yeah. And just a list, a shopping list, and of telling God all my needs, like he's deaf and dumb and knows nothing about me.
Yeah.
You know, when Psalm 139 says he knows everything about me, he knows the number of the hairs on my head, and I'm boring him with all this. Prayer is simply a conversation, and sometimes I sit and I take a moment, I go, Father, you have my attention. You have my attention. I'm so sorry. I've been all over the place. You have, I'm here.
Yeah.
You're here in me. I want to listen. I'm listening. Yeah. I want to hear carefully. Whatever you say to me, I want to hear it. You know, just focus, because God has no other agenda than us.
That's,
you know, good. And so I have much agenda.
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets just kind of squeezed out as the last thing, when in actuality he is the most important person in my life. And so believing that doesn't matter. It matters. Mm-hmm. A lot. It matters. It is possible to live in not knowing and miss out on the enjoyment of what God has done through his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. It's possible.
Yeah.
It is possible to be so engulfed with the religious traditions that we lose the joy of belonging to him and of believing.
You know, when you think about it, sometimes I transfer over in my brain, like you were talking about, this person talking to God and the conversation and how we want to make it, or that he would be bored. But I think of like my granddaughter trying to talk to me, and I watch her and I'm not bored by it at all.
No.
Because the love of God toward us is even way beyond that. It is so, you know, would I give my kid a stone? I hope I wouldn't, but
You wouldn't.
And he's even better than that. Right. And so he gives me this gift of faith. And I think there's just a smile across his face as we're interacting with him. And we don't have everything figured out. And he's okay with that. Mm-hmm. He's fine. But to have this thing, I just better get this whole ritual right. I better get this conversation right. Anybody that we love, if they were feeling that kind of pressure, we would be like, oh, don't do that. Don't worry about that. And yet we can fall into that. I've got people that will not pray, gentlemen that I asked to pray, because they've got this idea
that they have to pray perfectly.
Yeah. And it's so intimidating.
It's just talking. It's just talking to God from your heart. Say, Father, I, and I say, oh, Father, I need you. I need you badly.
Yeah.
And that's all that needs to be said. So that, and doing that, and again, the faith of a child, that's why you pay attention to your little granddaughter, because her faith, when she goes, you know, Grandpa, she has faith in you.
Yeah.
That you'll hear her.
Yeah.
And so this is, again, you know, this is what pleases God, that we have faith in him.
Mm.
So he has, faith comes from him, but it pleases him that the faith that he has given us comes back to him in response.
Yeah, we're acting on it. Yeah.
I'm listening. I believe you. When you said, by your stripes I am healed, I believe in you. I believe in Jesus. I believe in what you said. Yeah, but I don't see it.
Yeah.
But that's, again, the definition of faith. Faith is believing things that are yet to be seen, that were created in the invisible.
Yeah. And we're always impressed with, even in the world, somebody that believes, I mean, that's just the world, but they believe, boy, I could be a success in this area. Mm-hmm. And you hear these stories, and they're so moving to us, of this person that believed it. And that's just on the natural realm. What could you imagine when we really trust God with the faith that he's given us? Right. To see freedom and
for the things that he has promised us.
Yeah, all those things. It's just fantastic. Anything else as your?
So I like to define faith as it is a relationship with God. Just a relationship. My relationship with God is based on that he has given me faith, and I believe.
Yeah.
I believe him.
And we would want that even for, you'd want that for your daughters. You'd want that for family members and stuff like that.
Right.
How much more God?
It's a relationship.
Yeah.
It's a relationship. It's not a tradition. It's not a method. It's not a magic formula. It's not, I say it and I get it.
Yeah.
No, it is God said it, and I believe it. I don't validate what God said.
Right.
I just benefit from
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Because the truth is the truth. And the Apostle Paul says you can't fight the truth.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So our faith is believing the truth of God.
Period. Would you pray for sure. somebody that maybe, like that man talking to Jesus, I want to believe, would you help my unbelief? Mm-hmm. Would you pray for that individual right now?
Father, thank you that you truly have given us everything that we need for life.
Mm.
And including, of course, you gave yourself. And because you gave yourself and you live in us from the foundation of the world, Father, thank you that you are opening eyes right now. You are opening eyes of people that are listening to see that you love them and that you already live in them.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I pray that they will just open their hearts to you, open their eyes to you, open their ears to you, and they will hear and see all that you have prepared for them, and that they would receive it by the faith that you have already given them.
Amen.
And benefit from it and enjoy life as you have planned it and designed it even before the foundation of the world.
Mm.
Thank you.
Amen.